This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Glad we got to hear that one. I love that song.
Ed, you're amazing.
Hey, thanks for listening. Bright and sunny. An hour ago, we were just seeing the first glimmers, and now the sun is up, and it's just the most amazing Tuesday of all time.
Yep, that's
my
right.
Humble opinion.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on air. Will LeBarn James be a video on our Facebook?
Of course.
Okay, there you go. There's an example of what you'll find on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
LeBarn James. So good.
That's news I needed.
Yeah. Did you look at some of his TikToks?
I haven't had a chance. I actually cut a pear and had a bowl of cereal on my last break.
I see.
So, you like pears?
I love a good pear. Who can argue with that? I actually like the kind of grainy texture and the soft, ripe pear.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
When my kids were little, I would sit and eat the pears, the mushy pears that they, you know, sell you in the Gerber jars. One for mommy, one for you.
Oh, well.
So good.
I'm pretty sure that's got to be a thing, right?
Probably, right? There's a lot of good ones, the blueberry and all kinds of yummy baby food.
I know there's plenty of parents who say, often would finish my kids' pizza or my kids' hot dogs or my kids' whatever and find themselves gaining weight and going, how did this happen? Well, stop finishing your kids' high-calorie food. One place
there
to start.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the things that someone wrote in today, and they're not entirely true, but there are certain Bay Area counties, in fact, there's two of them, let me get them here, where people who are 50 or older can now get the COVID vaccine.
Oh, my God.
So it looks like it's finally the requirements are coming down. Mm-hmm. And in Contra Costa, they expanded their vaccine eligibility to individuals ages 50 and older, regardless of underlying health conditions. And that move comes about a week after Solano County made the same decision, as available appointments were going unused. If you remember, I want to say it was yesterday, maybe even last week, that I've mentioned, as I've spoken to people, they have made it clear. They've gone in and there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. There's openings and no one's using them up. So that is good news. It's time for everybody to start. Now, again, this is only in two counties where the eligibility has moved down to 50 or older. But I'm looking forward to them opening that up because no appointment should go unused. None.
Agreed. Let's get everyone. Well, the thing is, when every appointment's used, then all the vaccine's used. And then they got to wait for the next shipment, too. But I'm just so ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week, Bryn and my husband both wound up at Moscone. And then the next day, the place was shut down.
Oh, because they had no vaccines.
You couldn't get, I guess. They couldn't, because I think that they have to, they've got to know that they can give you your second shot, too. So I'm not sure how it all works, but all I know is they said it was easy as pie, got millions of open appointments, there was no waiting, they walked you right through, and then the next day the thing was just unavailable.
Huh.
I don't know if it's back,
All right. Well, anyway, that is it. I think that's good news. Another thing on the COVID front is fully vaccinated. This is from the CDC. Actually from CNN, but the CDC official is saying fully vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated family and friends. They say to do it one household at a time. But that is the start of us, you know, seeing each
other again. Opening back up, right?
That's a big deal. So again, fully vaccinated people can should feel free to visit their unvaccinated family and friends without restrictions. They say visits should be limited to one unvaccinated household at a time. So that's, I don't know if that's
good news to
you or not.
The more people that are vaccinated, the better for everyone.
Right. So I like that idea though, that we can start seeing people again.
Oh,
I know that's
so great.
I'm someone who fancies himself extremely to the negative side, hyper independent. And even I know that I need to be around people and that I'm a social person and that it's good for me.
Right.
Even when I'm able to, you know, steal myself for long periods of time alone, it's not the right thing for me. It's not good for me. I'm better off being around people and socializing. And most of us are not good at being alone.
Right.
And like my wife, for example, needs people.
Mm-hmm.
So this hasn't been good for her. And she's looking for that, and I'm excited that that's going to start happening. Here's a couple fast facts for you.
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. There's only one actor besides Harrison Ford who's in all three of the original Indiana Jones movies. It's a guy named Pat Roach. He was killed by the airplane propeller in Raiders, a bad guy in Temple of the Doom, and a Nazi in The Last Crusade.
Well.
Pat Roach, everybody.
Okay.
After Julia Roberts broke off her engagement with Kiefer Sutherland in 1990, he took up steer roping and became a rodeo tournament winner.
Kiefer Sutherland? Steer roping.
Yep. The Isley Brothers are the only group or artist who've had a top 50 Billboard hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Oh.
The Isley Brothers. Honestly.
What's their big hit?
Don't know. That's what I was just about. I honestly know the name.
Mixed up with the Righteous Brothers. Like, what's the Isley Brothers?
They sing Shout. That's a big one.
That's the big one at weddings, but that's not necessarily going to make a chart. Are other people doing versions of that? Like, what are their songs?
Wait, throw my hands up. Yeah. Throw my shout.
You make me want to shout.
Keep that's them?
Up and shout. Shout. Yeah.
A little bit forever in my mind, that's the Animal House song, right?
Do they not perform the in?
I don't know if it's them or not. I don't know the Isley. That's my point. I don't know them.
Any other hits you can see there?
Let's see here. Well, there's a bunch.
I love this song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't have a wedding without it. I think it's the law. But I don't know what hit I did have without it,
didn't I?
I don't know. I can't remember being at your wedding, so maybe.
Oh, I like this.
Day will make a way for night. All we'll need is candlelight.
Here's another one. It's Your Thing.
It's your thing. I love this tune.
I can't tell you who to sock it to. If you want me to love you, maybe
what do you think the song was in the 2000s? You said it was a top 40, Vin?
They say the Isley Brothers are the only group or artist who've had a top 50 Billboard hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Top 50. All right. What's the one in the 2000s, Bryn? Is that something that's
I'm wondering if it's because they like re-release.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
You know,
or it became was in a movie.
Right.
Like this one I'm looking at right now that I'm pulling songs off of is from the album The Essential Isley Brothers. So maybe, and that was released in 2004. So maybe when they re-released the set of all of their hits, maybe it came back into the charts.
Well, good for them.
Congratulations, Isley Brothers. Today we learned about you. Lucky us.
I just mentioned I was having a pear, you know, with my brekkie. Mm. This is one of those annual lists that comes out. It's called the Dirty Dozen fruits and vegetables that tend to be covered in the most pesticides.
Oh, wonderful.
So mm-hmm. often you need to, if you hear this and it bothers you, you should buy organic, but here's the list.
All right.
Coming in at number one, strawberries. They are at the top of the list for the sixth year in a row. Strawberries are covered with the most pesticides. So,
well, I'm most likely to wash a box of strawberries. You know how you put them in the strainer. And,
yeah.
But I can't say I use soap.
No, we get them organic. I've actually known that for a long time. Also on the pesticides list, spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, cherries, peaches, pears, bell peppers, and hot peppers, tomatoes, and celery. These are the Dirty Dozen.
Covered in pesticides.
The most covered in pesticides to keep them good looking as they hit the store shelves. And yet, you may want to go organic on any of those items. And you can look up the Dirty Dozen fruits and vegetables and you'll see this list. They say the cleanest options are avocados, corn, pineapples, onions, and papayas.
Oh.
And then you could also just buy organic, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
There's that.
That. Thank you. Now I can feel good about my fruits and veggies.
Oh, here's another semi-related fruit item.
All right.
Pepsi has just introduced its first permanent flavor in 5 years, and it's going to be Mango Pepsi. Or Pepsi Mango, sorry. Anybody?
Is it, they tried it and people were like, this has got to be permanent.
Apparently, it's good enough for them to make a full commitment to it.
Mango Pepsi. It sounds terrible.
I don't know. I love mangoes, but I swear to you, I almost cut off a finger every time I deal with one of those things.
You need a knife handling class.
It's a whole thing. Mangoes are hard. Are you telling me you can get through a mango no problem?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
What's the technique you use, Vin?
My technique is I cut it in, I circle the nut both ways for, you know, so I do a circle around it.
So are you skinning it?
Like an avocado? Like, are you cutting it like that?
Yes, kind of like an avocado, okay. But I go four ways or two ways instead of one.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so now I've got it in fours, and then I get it along the nut and try to cut down as much of the meat as I can.
Boy, this is...
Yeah,
and then I try to pull that off of there, and then I just can eat it right off of the skin.
So your hands are just... So you're eating it over the sink, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that I'm not doing it right.
You're doing it right for you, but if you're close to losing a finger every time,
how
you know,
do you do it?
I take a peeler and I go.
Oh, that's one.
And then I take a knife and I slice off slabs of the thing.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And then I cut them up and I sprinkle them into my.
How dare you know how to do that? Why didn't you tell us that 25 years ago when we started working together?
Everybody has their own way of doing a mango, but I want. I'm
thirds.
Yeah. So I'll, the part where the seed is, so I'll cut the one side off where it doesn't have this, and then the other side, so there's one left, the seeds in the middle. Yep. And then I slice the little squares, you know, like, and then I'll turn that, turn the thing inside out so all the squares show. Then I can eat it that way.
Oh, it's I've seen people do it
and
like
you can
that.
Actually, like,
that's
slice
a good way
off
to
the
do
squares,
it, yeah.
too,
yeah.
that way.
You two have been sitting on the way to eat a mango this whole time.
There's 100 ways to do mango, but if you're just going to sit there and eat it, then do it the way you do. It's fine, Vinny. You've got it figured out. But if you want to put it in something or you want to serve it and have it look halfway decent, you can't.
It never feels like I've got it figured out. It always feels like something bad's going to happen here.
Here's how I'm going to try those.
This is
yeah, that's
oh
the way.
Oh, my God, yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's the way.
I watched a YouTube video on how to do that.
And then you can just slice those squares off and it'll go into a bowl and then you can throw it in your oatmeal or whatever.
Or you can put that up to your face and go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah.
Has anyone tried that nut remover? You seen that thing? It's like it looks like an apple slicer, you know? It's sort of like a...
Oh, I've seen
that. So it's round and it has like a thing for the nut in the middle and then you can just push it down over the avocado. I mean, not the avocado,
over the mango.
Mango. I haven't tried it, but I'm tempted because the nut is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's what yes. is sometimes the funnest part to eat, though, and, except it gets stuck in your teeth. But mm-hmm. other than that, yeah. I like it. Fibrous. It like, lasts forever. You just never end.
Yeah, right. You just keep sucking on the nut.
It's my favorite.
Kind of scrape sucker. It, scrape it with your teeth and get the fiber off the nut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
You could probably shave that nut.
Who knew me bringing up Pepsi Mango would suddenly uncover for the rest of the Bay Area? I'm sure all of us
everybody
out here are feeling the same, like you've been keeping important info from us.
I don't think so.
Mangoes are tough. Here we go.
Oh, now we're looking at a video on our Zoom.
I use that for apples all the time.
Yeah, that's how I do my apples. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at her go. I don't know if it's true or not, but it looks like
Williams and Sonoma has the mango
cutter thing.
Yeah.
Liberator.
It is the mango liberator.
Oh my God.
Look at the mango nut in the middle. God, that's phallic.
Yeah.
It's like that's a sexy mango nut right there.
Oh, you like that?
Well, I mean, what's not right. to like? It's a tastes like mango. Let me chew on that. Hand me the middle section. I'll chew on that.
Well, I'm sorry. I've burned up too much time. Oh. But although, you know what? Important info. I will probably now get to play guitar for the rest of my days.
Because you'll have all your fingers.
I hate I'm knocking on wood.
You got to do it.
Hopefully, I'll get to play. But I won't lose a finger on a mango. Mm. That.
It's important.
Is important. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. I shop at a farmer's market, providing business to the farmers and healthy foods for my body.
Fantastic. Okay.
That's nice.
Fantastic.
Oh, 415 says, just get a mango slicer. Much easier. Well, thanks. I didn't know
about
those.
I wonder if those work, I guess, if people are saying that. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen them. I've just never tried one.
Vinny, check out the cup method for peeling. You know what? I should have known method. That all I needed to do was Google it all this time. I love a mango. We eat them a lot in my house.
What's not to love? They're so delicious.
Oh, the cut method is my method, it seems.
Oh, okay.
The cup method?
The cut method. I'm not sure. I'm looking. Oh, did you say cup as in
I don't
C-U-P?
Know. I thought he said cup. Did you say cup or cut? Vinny, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you say cup or cut before?
The
cup?
Oh, on the text, you mean?
The yeah.
Cup. I think it said, sorry, I was looking at other texts. I've already moved on from that. Cup method. They wrote C-U-P, the cup
look
at, method.
Look up the cup method. Let's see what that is. You know, it might still be what you're saying where you cut it in half and then you
and
turn
and
it
don't
inside
be surprised
out.
If there's a typo. A lot of people are talk texting too.
That is
so
true.
There's
That's true.
Plenty
Nothing
of that.
Nothing pops up yet. I don't see anything.
Okay.
Oatmeal is one of the dirtiest. Oatmeal?
Oatmeal? What do you mean it's the dirtiest?
I don't know what they're
like
I don't know.
Pesticides?
Maybe they know I eat oatmeal and they're just trying to break my eggs. People do Maybe. That. They love it.
Sure.
Just when you say like, "Oh, I did this," then they go, "Oh, did
I
you
I can't
know?
Believe you did that."
Oh, thanks.
What are you dumb?
Yes. As evidenced here daily. What do you need from me? Jesus.
Well, you still have all 10 fingers. How dumb can you be?
That's true. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Beyonce hearts Taylor and the fall of Demi.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.